I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 22nd. A new fenced-in synthetic turf field and handicapped accessible walkway will be installed at the Point Webster Middle School in Quincy. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says $500,000 has been included in the state budget for the new field, which will replace the asphalt play area at the school now. Project should be completed by this fall. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy's Helping Hand program is collecting walkers, wheelchairs, canes, crutches, commodes, and other durable medical equipment to be donated to the people of Ukraine. Ayers says the items can be dropped off today at his Ayers Collision Center on East Squantum Street, or pickups can be arranged by emailing brucej.ayers@yahoo.com. The first of what will be monthly celebrations at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center will be held tomorrow. The Spring Has Sprung event will feature live music, dancing, performances, lawn games, and a laser show finale. The free event begins at 4 p.m. The Quincy Environmental Treasures Program returns tomorrow for the first time since the pandemic with a Salt Marsh Trail walking tour at 10 a.m. Register by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The program is celebrating its 22nd anniversary. A turtle release and tree planting program will be held tomorrow at Butler's Pond in Quincy at 1 p.m. The turtles are being put back after a recently completed pond restoration project. They were kept at the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth during the restoration. Fracs, the Four River residents against the compressor station, are holding Earth Day at the compressor event tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the site on Bridge Street in North Weymouth. Activities will include a procession of protesters and a rally featuring speakers and live music. A community picnic is planned following the events. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 22nd.